The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Good morning. Welcome to Radio Friends on this Friday, February the 8th. Good to have you with us today. Our topic today is something that we have covered, I think, about four, five, six times on Radio Friends, and that is human trafficking, or how to stop human trafficking. It's not a very pleasant subject, but it's something that happens around us all, and we may not realize it. Nanette Ward is with us, Central Missouri Stop Human Trafficking Coalition. Welcome back to Radio
Friends.
Thank
you, James. Nanette. Thanks for giving us this chance to keep bringing it up.
Yeah. This is something that really is very, very important to you, isn't it?
It is, because the coalition has had the privilege of assisting individuals who are survivors of human trafficking right here in Columbia and in the Mid-Missouri area. Mm-hmm. And it is a privilege in that you realize that these are lives that really can be a part of contributing now that they're back with us and not in an exploitive situation where they had spent months or years. And we should not have those people in those situations. They should be able to get about as you and I do. And when you realize that they haven't had that, there's a time in their life where they were trafficked, that they were exploited, that they were basically in slavery. It's pretty horrifying, but then it's very rewarding when you meet them and their gratitude and appreciation to be back in community and to find housing, to find opportunity to be out in the community.
You were telling me that Katie Couric did an entire show on human trafficking.
Yes, it aired in January. Yes,
last
folks
month.
Could Google it, and there'll be there are several interviews, pieces of that whole hour that people could.
So
watch
if you want to see it, you could go to Google and
Katie
put
Couric's
human trafficking, and you should be able to see it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the other thing that involves human trafficking, it's slave labor, and this is not uncommon, in our country, but in many countries around the world.
Right, around the world. And it's boys and girls, women and men, all ages, all backgrounds.
What is considered slave labor?
May I introduce Jessica Penner, our director of the director of Mustard Seed, right on Knight Street. And it's a fair trade store.
Hi.
Now, what do you mean by a fair trade store?
Sure. At Mustard Seed, we buy products from vendors that are working directly with artisans. So the artisans are empowered to create products that we sell in the store, and they meets the nine principles of fair trade, including safe working conditions, fair price, that sort of thing. We say that fair trade is transformative and restorative.
Mm-hmm.
It really works with artisans and some artisans that have been in traffic situations, but then it also keeps some people out of those kind of situations because it provides them a product and income so they can support their families so they don't have to turn to
So how do you classify slave labor?
Well, you asked me earlier about slave free, and so slave labor is when there aren't those conditions that she mentioned, when they are exploited, when there isn't the freedom, when there isn't proper compensation, when the living conditions and the working conditions are really substandard or even worse, where they are raped or beaten to all extremes.
Even just not paid a living wage for the product that they make.
So how do we know when we're buying a product, if we're buying a product that was made with slave labor?
Well, this is where, you know, folks have access to great resources, and that's very easy to do a lot of research. I do want to say and run down a quick list of places right here in Columbia. We are rich in places that people can go, as well as grocery stores. There are more and more stores that are putting products in, whether it's the chocolate or coffee or some other things where they can look for labels. But also buying locally from farmers market. Actually, we know then those were our local folks, and we know that slave-free labor that was involved in the the produce.
Now, you've got a list of...
Well, Mustard Seed is a great source right downtown, but also Peacenook has fair trade products. And then in our Community United Methodist Church, there's a global market. They have a lovely store within their church with slave-free products. The Anthropology Museum gift shop at the university has fair trade products. First Christian Church, inside there, they have a store as well. Sassafras Moon World Gifts is in Hallsville. It's a lovely store. Denver There's Coffee does direct trade, and that's where they deal directly with the farmers. Mm-hmm. So it's another way of the slave-free production.
Yeah.
And so that's just some of the opportunities. You can certainly go online. There are companies that specifically sell products that you can order online that are made by survivors of trafficking. So just do a little research.
Can.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
I did my Christmas shopping that way.
And this, I have a blanket here from Mustard Seed, actually, that an organization we work with based out of India called Asha Handicrafts. They this is a recycled sari blanket made by survivors of traffic situations. So
okay.
We have those kinds of products at Mustard Seed.
If you want to see what we're talking about, go to kbia.org, click on Talk Shows, and then Radio Friends, and you can see this is a very beautiful piece of merchandise, and this was made by survivor of slave
trafficking.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, there is a lot of you can start, again, the research. You can Google known companies. I don't want to name any, but
right.
Where you might typically, the brand of chocolate you might get or coffee, and then you can Google that with trafficking or slave labor and see what comes up. And you will probably easily find news articles because there have been many companies that have been petitioned by community members and pressure put on to make sure that the way their products are being made, products that you and I pick up probably every day if we want chocolate or whatever. So there'd be a lot in the news media.
Another thing, too, is to try to buy as much as you can products that are made in America.
Yes, made in America.
That's, I know ABC News is doing a special on that. I think they do it every week, a Made in America segment. And more I'm seeing items that are made in the USA.
Yes,
and that's
exciting.
Nice.
Yes,
that's nice. So you buy Made America.
And this, you know, this T-shirt, it says, I know folks who are listening, but it's one of the T-shirts the coalition has had made up, and it's people greater than products, and it's got the symbol for greater than.
Okay.
And that's sort of the bottom line of keeping in mind, being mindful of people who've been trafficked, and then thinking how you can make a difference.
And with Valentine's Day coming up as well.
Yes.
Yeah,
thinking about Valentine's Day, thinking about where does my chocolate come from, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm. For more information, website, real quick.
Yes. www.stophumantraffickingmo.com, and we've got these different locations on there.
Okay, thank you.
Thank
Tomorrow,
you, Paul.
River City Habitat for Humanity and MU Children's Hospital. Our program directed by Travis McMillan, Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio Pat Akers, KBIA. Our floor director is Amy Simon, and our assistant producer, guest coordinator, Uncle James Bowser. Thank you for listening. We'll see you Monday. Bye-bye.